You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, joining me next is one of the legends in Chicago Bears history. He is Jim McMahon, the Punky QB. He joins us now. Jim, Bill Zimmerman, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. And you're here, you're doing cannabis advocacy, RevenantMJ.com. Why don't you kind of kick it off there and we'll have a little conversation?
Well, this company started a couple years ago. Kyle Turley is the brainchild. He called me and asked me about joining his group and his mission, and I had no problem with it. I've been using this plant for a long, long time. I always thought it was, I never knew how good it was for me up until about 10 years ago. Didn't know the science about it. I just knew what it did for me. And, we're just trying to get the NFL to stop testing for this right now. It's the only patented neuroprotectant in the world. And it's also an anti-inflammatory. It heals so many different ailments that we have as human beings, because we all have an endocannabinoid system in our bodies. We're supposed to be using this plant. We have receptors up and down our spines and in our brains for this plant. We don't have receptors for, cocaine or Marcaine or Percocet or Oxycontins. We're supposed to be using this plant, and that's what we're trying to get the NFL just to stop testing for it, let these guys heal naturally rather than forcing these pills on them that do nothing but mask pain.
Yeah, and I think that's a big point, and, we don't need to get in the whole big pharma or anything like that kind of stuff, but in terms of the NFL, I mean, you've got stories like Brett Favre getting hooked on pain pills, and so many players have to rely on pain pills. You've got chronic pain from playing in this league, even 5 years, let alone 10, 15 years. And the fact that this is available, and there's so many players who you talk about it, but then they change the thresholds and stuff, but they're still not doing enough. And it seems just completely counterproductive that players are just, having to pop Percocets and Vicodins just to get through day to day when you have something like this that can do so much and is so much less harmful. Not harmful at all.
No, it's not harmful at all. It's killed nobody. And like I said, the medicinal properties of the plant is what these people are just either don't want to hear about it, because like you said, big farmers got their hands in everything in this country. And so they're trying to figure out a way, I guess, to wean themselves off the pills. But until they just stop testing for it and let these guys heal naturally, because they're always complaining about guys, they'll take a cold medicine that has something in it that's illegal, and they get fined or suspended for that. Because they always say, oh, you're responsible for what goes in your own body. But yet they won't let these guys put in their bodies what's good for them.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like me personally and being in New York where, medical's been legal for a while, and I'll admit, I have a chronic back problem, and, I've tried muscle relaxers and Tylenol, Advil, and sometimes you try the heavier stuff, but a little marijuana does light years better for me than any of these other things. And if my back has a terrible day, just laying down and doing that, it's so much better. And I think there's so many people, I think the stigma's going away, but there's still so many people that I think almost think that this is, if they're against it, they think it's BS. It's like, oh, guys just want to get high and have fun, and they're just saying, oh, but it helps medically too, and that's just not the case.
Well, if they want to get high and have fun, that's fine too.
Sure.
Because that's why your back feels better when you try marijuana, because you have receptors for this plant. Your body craves it. We've been deprived of it for how many generations now? So that's why it stays in your system for so long, because your body wants to hang on to it, because it knows it's good for you. Rather than these other things, all they're going to do is mask the pain. You have to take pills on top of the other pills because of all the side effects you're going to have from it.
Yeah, so again, it's RevenantMJ.com. Make sure you check it out. Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon doing a great job with this. But, Jim, I want to get into your career a little bit. So I was born in 1977. So when I'm getting into sports, and my dad, we had season tickets to the Bears since before I was born. So, 83, 84, 85, that's when I'm getting into it. So I think a lot of of Chicago Bears fans my age. Like, that 85 team is just something unique and something special. And forget the 15-1 and the 46-10. Like, I think, you know, now it's you know, 40 years ago, people are talking about it, you know, in that realm. But if you didn't live it, if you weren't in Chicago, it, you know, and I know Jordan was there in the 90s and he was a megastar, but that team, I mean, look, I love Kevin Butler as much as the next guy, but like, he had a radio show. The kicker had a radio show. Like, the everyone on that team was a rock star. And I just, how do you think that happened? How did that team resonate so much in the city?
I think, well, we were good for one.
That helps.
Winning takes care of a lot of ills, right? So when you're winning, everything's great. But we had a lot of different personalities. You know, our coaches were personalities. Ditka and Buddy Ryan, hell, they were bigger than life, and they didn't like each other. And so, you know, our practices were very heated. We couldn't wait to get to Sunday. Sunday was like a day off for us because, you know, you go against those guys every day, it wears on you. And I think that's what happened, you know, later in my career in Chicago. Why didn't you guys win more? I said, I think we were tired. You know, we just beat the hell out of each other for 6 years in a row. You know, it gets tiring after a while. Nowadays, they don't even put pads on in practice or a training camp. So you can play another 10, 15 years if you want, because you're never getting hit.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, and you know, watching the 30 for 30 and the specials that are coming out on that team, you know, it is, you know, really remarkable how much you guys went at it in practice and really kind of revved up to Sundays. But how was it, you know, I know Mike Ditka was an offensive guy and you guys had a really, you know, unique relationship with, you know, your personality and his fiery, the way he was. How was, like, I'm sure you guys had a mutual respect, but how was the personality working together on a week-to-week basis?
Well, I think it was okay until we won. You know, once we won the Super Bowl, it became, you know, we won because of Mike Ditka, and that wasn't the case at all. I mean, we won because we had the best players, and it got a little old there, especially in '86. I hurt my shoulder the opening game of 1986. Shouldn't have never played again that season. Should have had surgery right away, but I was getting bad information from the doctor saying there's nothing wrong with me. And that information was getting trickled down to the trainer, who was telling certain people on our team that I was just faking it, which was ridiculous. I played the year before when I tore my kidney out, but I was still playing. So I didn't understand that mentality. And then Mike and I just weren't on the same page. You know, he thought I did everything just to piss him off. I was there to win ball games, right? And I was taught in college as a quarterback, if you see something that you can exploit on the defense, to do it. And so I played my whole career like that. And sometimes that didn't gel with what he was sending in.
Yeah, now, I even hate to bring this up, but, you know, to me, it's just one of those things that just stands out in my early memory. And that was the Packers 86 with the Charles Martin play. And, I mean, I really think that, you know, that wouldn't even happen in today's game. I know the 80s, it was a different sport. But that may not be just the dirtiest play in NFL history. That might be the dirtiest play in sports history. I mean, that ball was gone for four or five seconds. It was, I mean.
I'm still reeling from that. He dumped me on my head first. That's the first thing that hit the ground was my head. So that was the cause of all my neck and head problems to this day. And it was unfortunate.
Yeah, it really was. And I think, you know, that kind of plays into, you know, when I talk about, you know, your career and, you know, some to the younger fans and what, you know, you were as a quarterback, you know, I think when they didn't see you play and they don't know a lot about you, you know, you go back and just look at the statistics and you don't see Dan Marino numbers. But I really think you're one of the most underrated players, because when you played, I mean, you knew how to win games. I mean, your record during those mid-80s, I don't have it in front of me, but it was a remarkable record. You always sacrifice your body, and you just had a flair to make the big throw when it was needed, whether it was a third down conversion, a touchdown pass, whatever it was. I mean, how do you look back on your career? I mean, you got the championship. You probably would have had another one if you could have stayed on the field that following year. But, you know, you had the injury issues. But like I said, I think, you know, if you were playing 16 games a year, I'm not saying it'd be a Hall of Fame, but you'd be talked about with the Phil Simmses and you know, those top 80s quarterbacks.
Well, like you just mentioned, they look at statistics, right? And coming out of college, I blew the record books away at college throwing the ball. And when I got to Chicago, we didn't throw the ball. You got 34 in the backfield, we're going to use them a lot. And I kept trying to change, or to have Mike change. I said, you know, I understand defense. I understand it when there's a blitz, there's man-to-man coverage. I could easily, you know, call a simple little halfback option route. There's nobody in the league can cover Walter Payton man-to-man. And he didn't want me to do that. Now we're going to run the ball. So it was the most frustrating offense that I probably played in my whole career. It was just, especially after coming from the offense I just came from, to have to sacrifice, you know, an idiot could have played that offense.
Well, you certainly weren't an idiot. You were an excellent quarterback. And last thing I'll say, it's just one of those. I think so many Bears fans love the photo when you were at the White House with the Packers in the Bears jersey. Like, I know you do whatever you want. You don't give a crap what people think. But, like, your teammates and everything, like, did they know you were going to do this, or did you just spring it on them that day?
No. I talked to all my teammates before we even went to the White House, and I told them, look, I had to explain it to them why we didn't get to go, because a lot of guys I was playing with on the Packers were in junior high when we had won the Super Bowl. And so they barely remembered the space shuttle blowing up. And I said, yeah, that's why we didn't get to go. Because of that, all that happened. I said, they probably could have squeezed us in, you know, somewhere in that 11 years prior to me going with the Packers. And we didn't go until, I don't know how many years after I had already went with the Packers. So I explained to all my teammates, explained to all the coaches, this is what I'm going to do. None of them had a problem with it, except for Fritz Schirmer, who was our defensive coordinator. And I figured out why he was mad is because it brought back bad memories, because he was a defensive coordinator for the Rams.
Okay.
When we beat them
24 zip, yep.
Beat them in the NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl in Chicago. But I'm sure there was probably a few Green Bay fans that were pissed at the time, but they probably didn't realize the story. I've since told it so many times. Hopefully, you know, if they're still pissed, that's their problem.
Yeah, what can you do about it? But yeah, RevenantMJ.com. Make sure you check it out. Jim, I'm a big believer in what you and Kyle are doing. Keep up the good work, and best of luck with the venture moving forward. Yeah,
appreciate that. Thank you very much.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas? Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on
Mom?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower. First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas? Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on
Mom?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.